You're listening to SBS News.
Turkey says a 15-man Saudi hit squad killed Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul 2 weeks ago. And according to a Turkish official, one of the co-conspirators has been described as a frequent companion of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The New York Times has released a series of photos of suspect Maher Abdulaziz Mutreb taken this year. He is seen close by to the Crown Prince in a series of royal visits. The Washington Post also cited a Turkish source as it leaked scanned passports of 7 Saudi men who flew into Istanbul the day Mr. Khashoggi vanished. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says 15 days since the disappearance, investigators have finally been allowed inside the Saudi consulate.
As a result of intense contacts, the search process at the Saudi consulate has started. And yesterday there was intense work done until this morning. Now this work will continue.
President Erdogan confirming the 9-hour search revealed what he called toxic materials had been painted over. Turkish sources believe Jamal Khashoggi was taken into a room at the consulate where he was injected with a needle before being murdered and dismembered. At the time, the activity outside both the consulate and the consul's home was recorded. The consul abruptly leaving Turkey overnight just prior to a planned search of his home, which has yet to take place. The mounting evidence undercuts Saudi claims of a rogue operation unsanctioned by the powerful Crown Prince. In the Saudi capital, United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has asked for an explanation. Mr. Pompeo says the Crown Prince has promised to investigate the claims, but denied involvement.
I stress the importance of them conducting a complete investigation of the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi. And they made a commitment. They said they would do that. They said it would be a thorough, complete, and transparent investigation. We'll all see the results of that. They made a commitment that they would show the entire world the results of their investigation.
But Mr. Pompeo's old colleagues in Congress have had enough of the Crown Prince. Senior Republican Senator Lindsey Graham believes the prince should be stripped of his power.
This guy is a wrecking ball. He had this guy murdered in a consulate in Turkey, and to expect me to ignore it, I feel used and abused. I was on the floor every time defending Saudi Arabia because there's a good ally. There's a difference between a country and an individual.
The US president has apparently sided with the Saudis, saying he does not like the idea of someone being considered guilty until proven innocent. Mr. Pompeo has since touched down in Turkey to check in with the Istanbul investigation. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.